Blog Talk Radio.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Alrighty, that was a short one. We are here. We are on tonight.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Well, I can speak, sort of. I don't want to if I don't have to, though.
If anyone's listening yet, we need to send out healing energy to Kelly, who is battling what I believe, I'm going to take a shot at being a medical intuitive, is some sort of season change coupled with post-election blues. Get her back.
I would just
to,
had a sinus infection.
Or a sinus infection. But
we have a person out here, I think, waiting to talk to you already in the queue. I do want to make a few announcements, though, for gift baskets. We want to make sure we go to www.psychicsgonewild.com on the contact page and write in there to Psychic Jethro that you would like to be entered in the weekly giveaway for a gift basket drawing, because there's something different every week. And so enter as often as you like, and he picks from the listeners and people, you know, who come to the show. Doesn't matter if you're the first timer, or doesn't matter if you're a, you know, 20,000 timer. Everybody can enter those. He announces those on the Friday night shows, and then as you make sure you contact him by Sunday so they can confirm that. Let's see, what else? It's really becoming a nice spot to have a contact place, because we've got everybody there. Amy's got a page there. Pamela's got a page there. Jethro's got a page there. I know they put a page up for me. We've got our poetess, Jan Drake Bucky, has got a page there. I think they're still working on Psychic Ryan's page. At least they were the last time I was there. I'm trying to remember who else is on there. I think they have a page for Aurora. They did. And I think possibly they have a page for Celeste. I'm not sure, but... Anyway,
yeah, you'll just have to go look, and you'll just have to go look and find out, because energy sending people into all different directions. So I don't even know who the whole list is, but I know we're giving out a lot of gift baskets with really cool stuff in it. I've added dowsing rods and some instructions on how to use them. Check your chakras, and you can use them to find lost keys, all sorts of things. Or you could use them to find water like the plumbers do. So
that's cool.
Lots of generous, and we appreciate the people who have been sending a few dollars through Chipped In so that we can ship the gift boxes out to the lucky winners. So I have I'm a little bit disadvantaged because I am not in the chat room. And
I wondered if because you popped out and then you popped off and then you came back on. So it's like it looked like we lost your call initially.
Yeah, but I'm not. I am not in because I don't think I was using my tablet thinking I was so fancy, and I don't think my tablet has the right thing to the application. But we'll see. Maybe I can open this in a new window. But do we have a caller? This is
a
new format. We're changing everything around a little bit, and I'm going to be on generally on Monday nights. So that we can allow for on Friday nights for a lot of the guests that Jethro has been able to line up. So
cool.
This is
our
inaugural Monday. So we're going to try to keep this moving nicely, and we really need to keep Kelly. I promised her all she would have to do was turn it on and turn it off, and that was not so true. So if there's anything that you want to say in the chat room, if there's not that many people, we'll just open the lines to a couple of people at once so we can have a conversation. So who do we have?
Right now we have, it says Joe Design Graphics. It looks like we have a Skype caller, so we're you're on live with us, and I'm going to try not to choke. I'll mute myself if I start coughing.
Hi. I'm also in the chat room.
Okay. You just popped in. All righty. Good deal.
Hi. And who is this? Is this Joe? You said this is Joe's Design Graphics?
Joe Dez, yeah. Joe.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, tell us a little bit about your business.
Oh, well, you know, I just went freelance. I was working with a company in Chicago for about 6 years, and I just needed a big change. And so I'm starting out as a freelance graphic designer. I got my first project this week, so pretty exciting.
Awesome. Yeah.
What a leap of faith, and what a wonderful opportunity. I really urge, you know, so many of our callers call in to get readings about jobs and finances and things like that. And really, the best thing, you know, I know it's a little bit scary, but, you know, when you're in charge of your own when you're in charge of your own work product and your own life and everything like that, it's just such an it's just such an empowering thing. And that's what I'm really seeing is that the people who are taking that leap of faith is paying off because more and more people want to support small businesses, and more and more people just really see the value of, you know, not to mention opportunities to barter and things like that, which I really think is going to be a big part of the new economy. So, you know, I certainly hope that you get right now my tablet's talking to me. Oh, hold on. Okay.
Use the tablet.
So low tech. But, you know, so hopefully, I'm quite confident that you will get paid in far more than just in cattle and other assorted livestock.
Hopefully. I think so, too.
Definitely. Cool. So, what was it? What were your, well, we'll get to your questions in a minute, but first I'm going to ask some questions.
Sure.
What were your biggest fears about starting your own business?
Where am I going to find the clients? And I felt pretty ridiculous for quitting in the middle of a recession, but I just just had a lot of guidance and a lot of gut feeling to do it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear
exactly.
that. Everybody follows your intuition because it, you know, keeps you on the right path. That's awesome. That's awesome that you're doing that.
Yeah. And the fear that's coming up in so many people, you know, is just setting the stage for our mindset that just doesn't allow us to work for our highest good. You know, if one more person says, because unlike some of our other blog talk mediums and psychics and spiritualists, I still have a W-2 job, and it's an okay job, and I have a good amount of flexibility. But you know, they just keep doing all these things, and they're like, "Well, you're lucky," and the. You know, my boss will say to me, "You're lucky to have a job. You're lucky to have a job." And at some point in time, it turns into like the job turns into like a bad boyfriend, you know. And you just know when it's time to go. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, you're lucky to have a boyfriend. Who cares if he like punches you out on Friday nights when he gets drunk? You know, no, we do not need
the
universe so full of abundance that if we just set our intent, you know, and trust the process. And we'd certainly love to know, you know, feel free on the Psychics Gone Wild page to let us know a little bit more about your offerings, if you have a link to the webpage, because, you know, certainly want, we've created a bit of a community here, and I think that all of us, if we had some needs along those lines, would want to reach out first to someone in our Psychics Gone Wild community. So great. So how do you feel when you got your first client?
I'm scared. Scared that I wouldn't be good enough. And so I did a lot of affirmations this past week to clear my first and second chakra.
Cool.
Mostly my second chakra for creativity and knowing I'm valuable. So, you know, worthy of that's
perfect.
That was a big deal right there.
And that's exactly what we need to do with all the situations, the fears and the crazy idea to stay in a job where you're not valued or stay in the bad relationship and everything, that all house in our first chakra. And so many people live their entire lives sounding like they're just a great big red rubber ball, and it's just not necessary. So you're just such an inspiration. You really should think of yourself not just as an inspiration to yourself, but an inspiration to other people to start living in that kind of a mindset where not dependent on, you know, we don't have to, so many people I see have to overlook the ethical lapses of their employers and workplaces that, you know, just don't have the same, are not like-minded. And then you're just not going to be all you can be if you're in a situation like that.
Well, it was really going down a slippery slope where I was working, because the head of our department truly did run the company based on fear, and it was so obvious. And you know, the people that aren't as open to some of the, you know, metaphysical stuff and whatever, they just
or
go
positive
about business.
Spirituality.
Okay. So the people that were less, you know, I mean, because there are some people that were, you know, very religious, but they just weren't, you know, tuned into listening to their higher selves. And I, you know, it was just so obvious, the energy in that place. And, you know, I mean, I thought to myself, I would rather work a couple jobs and start my own company than to stay in this comfort zone where I'm second guessing my own judgment and my own ability.
Right. And when you're working with people who are fear-based, you tend to become fear-based because, you know, fear-based people are reactionary, fear-based people throw their coworkers under the bus, you know, and while some of those things, you know, there's just so much grounding and shielding and loving and lighting you can do, you know, because you still have to do your work. So you can't be sitting there just grounding and shielding and loving and lighting, you know. But
you know what, though? I was lucky because I'm a graphic designer. I could just put my headphones on, and I did. I'd listen to, you know, BTR talk radio and other, like, more affirmation, positive, uplifting stuff.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, we can certainly step outside of that. But when, you know, it seems like you had done, you know, it seems like the universe created an opportunity for you to take this, you know, to take this leap of faith. And
created.
And you took it, and it's awesome. And you walked in on the clouds, and that's even cooler.
But keep in mind, it was co-created. I had to do a lot of intention for it, so.
Right. You know, there's something, Amy. I know. I'm not supposed to talk, but it's like I want to add this.
Welcome to talk. Hopefully, we're here.
Thank you. Yes. the stuff that we had a guest. This summer, and Tony Naimi was his name, and he. It was so funny because he was in the what we call, you know, the real world, and he was really kind of a little bit leery about letting his real world people know that he was on a show like Psychic Gone Wild. You know, he's like, not sure what those, you know, more conservative people are going to do. But he had some really excellent insights to share, and one of the things that we would do with callers when they, you know, they come and people, I mean, literally people would call like panic, go, what am I supposed to do? And but we had literally four people in a row in the same day asked that same kind of, what am I going to do? And he fell, and the fourth caller, he was like, he just, you could see him, he sat back, he took a breath, and he's going, what do you want to do? And the caller was kind of like stunned. They're like going, what? And he says, well, what do you want to do? What do you see happening with your life? How do you want to go with this? And they were just like, he says, well, here's what I want you to do. And he just said, you know, sit down, write the letter of your life. These are my goals. These are my plans. You know, this is what I'm going to do with my life. And they were just like, oh, what a novel idea. It's like going, so our caller here is like, you know, she's already done a lot of the affirmations. But, you know, if you ever get to that point where you're not quite sure, you know, and like you say, you know, kind of wondering, you know, where am I going to get the customers? Well, you know what? When you put the affirmations out, you're going to go, of course, you know, anyone who, you know, wants and needs my services, they're going to find me. Of course, they're like, and here's where they're going to find me. It's like, and then, of course, you do a little bit of the, you know, the advertising, you know, like LinkedIn. I know Jester was always, you know, it's that site. You know, advertise on eBay, advertise on Craigslist, advertise on, you know, on Facebook. Shoot, they've got, you know, a whole bunch of places, you know, to advertise. And it's like, but, you know, the word would get out. And when you keep advertising on what, I think Amy will get this, we advertise on what's called the Reiki channel. But it's like, it's that whole thing with the unified, you know, field theory of, like, you know, Einstein's, you know, relativity stuff. But it's like, we are all connected. We are. And it's like, when you put that vibration out there, it's like you put it out, and whether they consciously get it or not, people get it on an unconscious level. And then they start, you know, you say, okay, and I mean, I've done this where it's like, look for this ad, da-da-da-da-da. And I'll put maybe it was like three or four words. So it's like, you know, yours with, you know, Joe Desk Graphics, you know, so it's like, so be looking for this, da da da, and all of a sudden, you know, something will happen, and people go, oh yeah, hey, I just found you. It's like, it was an amazing thing. It's like, I just was running across here, and I found you, and it's like, it'll be amazing. People will come, you know. It's just like the old thing of, you know, the field of dreams, you know, build it and they will come. And it's like, and you're going great, and it's awesome. I hope you continue to call back in and let us know how it's going, because this is cool.
But we didn't get, do call back in. But did you have a question, or did you?
I do. So, as I mentioned, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I've been, you know, working on a lot of affirmations on value. And I have a gentleman that I'm seeing. And I'm wondering, you know, what's going on with the relationship, if it's you know, he's got a lot of really really good qualities. And, you know, he's older, so there are some qualities that I need to overlook. So I'm just wondering if there's a lot more I should overlook and move on. Or be patient.
I think that right now you just need to be in a safe place so that you can grow your business. So if you are, I feel a strong feeling that you know, with all the effort, you know, and trying to build the business and build your life and everything, you know, it's like you're in a little bit of a you know, in an acquiring mode, and you're not focusing enough
on what you have.
So it's a, you know, you're saying, well, he's got a lot of nice quality, you know. It's like, so should I move on, you know, go inside? And I think that you'll find that you are comfortable there. But you know, sometimes it's so, what am I trying to say here? Let me just quiet down for a second.
Use your own intuition type of stuff and go, is this what I want to live with for the rest of my life? Do I really want to do this? Do I want to do this way? Or, you know, because the thing of it is, my grandma, old down home wisdom type of stuff, there's a lid for every pot and a pot for every lid. And it's like, and you can always get, sometimes you can get a little bit better fit. But it's like, it's not being so afraid. Again, this is not being afraid that, oh my goodness, I'm not going to get anybody, because again, there's your manifesting. It's like, if you know that, hey, you know, the appropriate time comes, and it's like, when I'm done doing this, you know, whatever, when I'm solid in my business and I'm doing what I'm doing, the correct relationship is going to come. The right person for me is going to show up. And it's like, you know, and you know, maybe keep this gentleman as a friend, you know, because it's always nice to have friends, but maybe not a romantic interest, because, you know, right now it's like you're maybe really divided in your time, because you're really focused on your business, and it's, you know, relationships take a lot of energy.
Yeah, especially the relationship, you know, think of the kind of relationship that you want to have right now. And to me, I feel like you have an enormous sense of that you find comfort in and safety in this relationship. And that is okay. I feel like this is an enough sort of message that you're sending to us is really more tied towards the fact that you're a little bit high energy right now because of your career change, and that you feel like he isn't, I just get this strong feeling that you're kind of blending the two, which is easy to do when your job is not your job, and when you're working at home, because it's not your personal life and your work life sort of meld together a little bit more. But I have a good feeling about this person. And I think he's bringing you some much needed needed stability. So,
well, that's the thing, is he's got a heart of gold. And, you know, he's been a bachelor a really long time, and I think he's just kind of a little hesitant. But, you know, on the other hand, he knows that we just feel very akin with each other.
Right. Okay. And that's really the kind of relationship those are the kind of relationships that can stand the test of time. And those are especially the kind of relationships that can stand the test of these times. Relationships are undergoing so much upheaval as these planetary shifts and, you know, and all this, there's just all this general unrest in the world. And people do not feel, you know, people don't feel
as secure
as they once did.
Yeah.
And I just get a real, real strong, good feeling about this gentleman. And I think that you're going to find the you know, the qualities that you're saying that he's, you know, he's got a good, solid person where you feel comfortable. I think that the excitement and the adventure and some of the things that you might feel are missing from the relationship because they were present in some of your other, you know, relationships, and they're the things that we often equate with passion. Like, you know, I've always, for some reason, get myself in these relationships where they're so passionate they border on volatile, you know, where there's just so much, you know, I love you so much, I'm going to, like, you know, hurl this thing. I mean, not quite that bad, but you know what I mean. We mistake drama and high energy and all of this kind of stuff for passion, when sometimes it's just nice to have, you know, like a comfortable old sweater type of relationship. Like, not that glamorous. It may not be that exciting, but it's safe and comfortable. We're all sort of in a period of major readjustment. My relationships are all changing because everyone's dying on me. And they are, those are changes in relationships as well. And it was not accidents that those people, you know, aren't going to be continuing the journey in bodies right now as we make all these shifts. So I feel like if he's sort of got a, you know, comfortable and good heart, old soul kind of person, that's exactly where you need to be. We're exactly where you need to be right now. And I think over time, as you spend more time together, and he witnesses that you are able to manifest all these things through your affirmations and through the use of the energies, that he's going to be able to stand the test of time, and I feel like he's going to be able to move along on this journey with you. So while it might not be, you know.
Well, I do. I flip back and forth on whether or not he can, because, you know, he has an old friend that came into town, and the first thing that they've been doing is smoking and drinking like it's going out of style. And they're going on a road trip, and they're not taking me because they know that I don't want to booze it up with them. And so, you know, that's kind of a blow. Like, oh, they don't want to take me, but, you know. So that's...
Well, I mean, I certainly see how that can be, you know, you feel left out or you feel abandoned, and it goes right back down to a big red chakra issue when you're abandoned. But it sounds to me like it's, like you said, it's an old friend, and you know, they're reliving some of their glory days, and I think that this trip is going to be really good for him. You know, I have a strong feeling this trip is going to be really good for him. He'll get in touch with a younger version of himself, and so I believe that you're going to reap the rewards of this trip, even though you haven't, you didn't physically go on the journey. I think this trip is really important to him to get in touch with a part of himself that he feels like isn't there. I feel real strongly about this. I wouldn't just be saying this. It really spoke to me when you said that. And the drinking and the drugging is, you know, he taught, you know, there's a spiritual aspect of that as well. There's a spiritual aspect of those things as well. And it's also, you know, we don't have, in our society, we fell so far away from rituals and, you know.
Well, I agree with you.
Kind of
it is
so,
spiritual in the sense that he can, you know, let his guard down. And some people always have their guard up, and it does take a little something else to bring the guard down. And I do agree with you. There's sometimes when you just got to let it go and
it can be very healing. I mean, I don't get a sense that, you know, he's just I don't get a sense that that's a part of his life, you know, that he just wants to you know, get high and drink and, you know, and just be a couch potato, you know, high time, whatever. I just feel like this is some sort of ritualistic adventure to get him in touch with his past. So don't, you know, while certainly there, you feel abandoned, there might be a little bit of jealousy or a little bit of feel like you're being slighted. This is a very important trip for him. Like I said, I really feel strongly that you are also going to be you're going to be the benefactor of the trip more if you don't go than if you go. I think that he needs this time to get in touch with some of the parts of himself that he has fallen out of touch with.
Well, that's good. Well, you gave me so much wonderful advice, and I really need to give somebody else a chance here. But gosh, thank you so much. And
yeah, please let us know about your business on our website. Please post about your business, because those are the kind of things that you know, we're certainly going to be needing some more help in that area as our venture Psychics Gone Wild and as our venture grows and we begin bringing in some more as we start to grow. So please let us know. Please make sure you put a link to your website or your contact information on the Psychics Gone Wild Facebook page.
I will. Thanks, girls.
Thank you for calling in.
And have a great night. I appreciate everything. Thank you so much.
Alrighty.
Thanks for calling in.
Click follow, and they'll send you an email, because most times we're on 6 or 7 days a week. Just depends on the week and whatever, but we're always here at 773-897-6461. Same thing you called in on, so hope to hear from you again.
Thanks.
All righty. And congratulations on your first customer.
Yay.
Okay. And we do have some more people who called in. Another caller here. We've got three in the queue at the moment, Amy. So, all right. And we also have an hour and 27 left. So we're doing pretty good here.
Well, we put the extra time on, because sometimes, like, if we just leave it at an hour.
I know. We get cut off.
And at an hour. And since, especially when we start doing readings and stuff, we go into a place where there isn't any time, you know, where we're not operating in time.
In the time warp,
and I never even know what I say on these shows. I have to listen to the archives to even know what I said. So that's why we're not going to necessarily go for that time, but we just want to make sure that we don't cut somebody off mid-reading.
Right, exactly. All righty. Well, our next person here is in chat, and this looks like Devin. So let's see, let me see if I can get the right buttons clicked here. Just a moment, guys. Hang on here, because I'm doing studio tonight, and Phoebe's doing her thing. Okay, there we go. Okay, there we are. 973, Kevin, you're on with us.
Hello?
Hi.
You're on live on air.
Hi. I'm very spiritual, and I would like to know this dark presence around me. I did astral projection. I got in touch with one of my spirit guides, a wolf. And I would like to know, what's this dark presence around me? I'm trying to get rid of it, and I can't seem to get it out of my life.
Now, did this dark presence come while you were astrally projecting, or has this just been, what is that, you know, are you telling us one thing, or are you telling us two different things at the same time? I just want to make sure that I have the proper information.
No, it's actually just, it's this one entity around me. I don't know what it is. It's following me.
And is it just following you, or is it like tempting you? Do you feel threatened by it? Or, because I don't feel like it's a threat. I feel like it's just a, I don't feel like it's a threat. I don't feel like it's, I feel like you're strong. I feel like you're strong enough for it to just kind of, you know, follow you around and just sort of see what you are doing. But
I feel like it's blocking my luck, per se. That's what I think.
Okay. Well, it's, you know what it's doing? It's distracting you. It is distracting you. So it's not blocking your luck, but it's distracting you. Now, we all have negative things around it. We also have the negative entities. We see it happen on this radio show. We see it mess with the phone lines. We see it mess with, you know, with everything accelerating the way it is, you know, the negative is really churning up right now.
Yes, especially going into December.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's important
yeah.
that you recognize that there are those things, but not give it any attention. So it's like, of course you're there. You know, it's just like, yeah, of course you're there. You know, just like you're,
I have a quick question. Have you done some positive prayer and just, you know, turned this over and said, because, you know, basically, you know, we're assigned guardian angels, and have you just kind of gone, you know, hey, guardian, I'd like you to get rid of this thing because I don't like it. Have you kind of directly addressed it like that?
I try.
Okay.
And it's still around me, which is weird.
Yeah.
So. Also, it's important to remember that the universe does do all things for good. So this dark presence that has managed to get your attention, you have the power to use that for good. You can take a look at yourself and say, which part of me does that entity think is the weak link in this that's going to be able to get inside of me? Take a look at, if you go into prayer or meditation, but really more, instead of going to your spirit guides, perhaps for this information, just look inside you, you know, using the chakras as touch points or something, or, you know, some other way that you can evaluate this as to why you think it's negative, you know, you're assigning the fact that it's negative because there's something negative or unresolved within you that's resonating to it. So spend some time in meditation or prayer and try to come to terms with what part of you, what fear is unresolved and needs some attention and some nurturing. Because then you'll be able to focus on that specific area and either do some Reiki or some energy work or crystal work or whatever, and shore up that part of you. I don't know if that necessarily makes sense, but I feel like you're a negative person, but I feel like there's some insecurity within you that feels like this force that is not a part of you and presents, you know, in ordinary circumstances would present no harm to you, has garnered so much of your attention. Try to get in touch with that part of you and heal whatever wound or whatever unresolved issue is taking that entity that really should just be invisible and is putting it in your purview. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does.
So it's not, you know,
I got a quick question because I know he said he felt like it was blocking his luck. So it's like, what aspects, you know, what things have happened that led you to that conclusion?
Well, this week, I live in New Jersey, so Okay. The hurricane.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
That's more than...
I think you're not alone out there. All righty. I think there's a lot of people so well picked on right now. Man.
Yeah. Before the hurricane came, I, like, felt... I got in touch with Gaia for a while. And I felt her, you know, she was crying and inside, and I just act for protection, and we were pretty fine. So I didn't get hit by the storm that bad, but I feel that Gaia is shifting, and she just wants to change for the better. And I guess we'll all have to go with the shift, I guess.
Right, right. Now I'm seeing a little bit more the perspective that you're coming from, and I'm hearing some guilt, and a lot of times when there's also grief and thought. This storm was epic. I mean, this is a huge storm, and it was a huge wake up call. And I think a lot of us who are more in tune with the fact that everything is connected and that we all play a part in everything are feeling a little bit of guilt for some of the more, you know, for our indulgences and for not respecting the planet and respecting the Gaia's energy. So after you just said that, I got a strong feeling that you need to forgive yourself, that you are on the right path and that you are a light for others, especially in your area. I mean, I'm from New Jersey, and it is an interesting state. It's not a state that, you know, so you're where you are in your journey, and fellow, you know, the people that live within your geographic area, your neighbors, your coworkers, the people that, you know, you encounter when you go into a store are going to need you to be a light. You know, you're going to, you know, things that haven't yet been revealed to them. So just continue to be, you know, to forgive yourself for, you know, what you feel that you've abused the earth or not been as good of a steward of all of the multiple resources that have been given to us. And I believe that if you reach out to other, you know, not like stand on the street corner and spout out all of your revelations and tell everybody about your spirit guides, but just it's really important right now that you be a huge power of example. And
I am.
I think that if you just continue on that path, you're going to this is a huge shock to your system. I mean, a lot of our relatives live in Long Island and New Jersey, and my brother died last week, and we haven't even been able to tell a large portion of the family because not everybody's on Facebook, and people are just living a life where they took all these things for granted, and now suddenly just doing something simple like going to get gas or, you know, getting something, and then there's like more storms coming, and you're just the whole area is just living in. And I think that you are absorbing. Now I'm starting to feel much stronger about this. I think that the dark energy is just the storm and the negativity and the fear of the people that are in your geographic presence. And it's probably next to impossible to, you know, avoid that. To a certain extent, you are supposed to be experiencing some of that negativity, you know, experiencing it, but it doesn't mean that it is going to become, you know, it's like you acknowledge it, and and forgive, you know, and I think that, again, forgiveness, that we need to all forgive ourselves for the mistakes that we made that brought the planet to this particular tipping point that was just so evident with this storm, with it hitting such a large geographic area. One of my spirit guides predicted this storm back in September. And they said there's going to be a large population of his country engaged in urban camping before the end of the year. So, you know, it was a wake-up call to all citizens of this planet. It just so happens that you are just standing so much closer to it, and you're really resonating to the fears of the people that that are around you. But fortunately, you're in touch with your spirit guides, you're in touch with your higher self, and you have an understanding of this from a much higher perspective. So.
Yeah, I agree also. And I just got in touch with my spirit guide on like 2 days ago. And while I've been traveling with the wolf with astral projection, and that was pretty fun. And I went to this great library of knowledge where all the thoughts are during my astral projection. And I would like to know if my spirit guides have any messages for me or anything.
The message that I have that your spirit guide, I mean, the message that I am getting is that you're much more important in this, that you are here and you've been given the knowledge that you have been given to help. And that, you know, while knowledge is, and all of us fall into this trap where we want to learn every single little detail and become like an ascended master or something before we get actually to work. But I feel strongly that especially this trip where you went to the library and you were given a glimpse of the fact that we have access to every bit of information that we need, that we go get it when we need it. So, you know, keep this, that was a gift, and not everybody gets to see that library. And now that you know that it's there, you know where it is, don't dwell on going back up there and spending so much time in the spirit realm, but come back to your human self and take what you've learned to help others, especially between now and the end of the year.
Okay. Because the
knowledge is there. They wanted to show you the library so that you would know where it was, so you can always go back. You don't have to go and take all the books out. Now you will be able to access that at any future point in time, like on demand, like Netflix, like intergalactic Netflix.
So you're saying when I grow into a more stronger spiritual being, that is the right time to go back to the library?
No, you have grown into a stronger, more evolved person. That was the purpose of that trip. And because of what was revealed to you, that it's important, that I just feel that it's strong, it's really important that you go out and instill in others a sense of trust that it's going to be okay, because we have the knowledge we need okay? So you got the glimpse of it, and people aren't going to, you're not going to be able to say to everybody, oh, yeah, I was astrally projecting, and I saw the Librarian Knowledge. They'll be like, yeah, whatever. But find human, try to wrap some human words around your experience and somehow share that message with the people around you. That's going to be what breaks down this black negative cloud that is following you. So you know you can go up there, that you know that you can go up there at any point in time. You can be here and go there at the same time. You saw the Library of Knowledge. Know that we have all the information we need. But it's really important that others others understand that. So I hope this is making sense.
Yeah, it does.
It's very easy for us, and I fall into this all the time, and I started having some earth problems because I was spending far too much time, not in my body, not with people, and once you've had an experience like that and you know that you can go there, don't neglect the fact that your spirit is right now having a human experience. And take that astral experience that you had and sort of translate it into language of the body and share that, because it is really important that we understand that each of us, especially those that there's been so many people who've died over the past 10 or 20 years. You know, there's just been so many more people who did not make it to the shift. You know, those of us who did make it, especially people like you who not only have made it, but have been given glimpses of what's really going on. We're needed on Earth right now. So I believe that you will be able to make sense of this dark entity by doing that exercise that I just explained. I feel real strong about it. But then go up. You know, it's like you don't want to run dry of your connection to all that wonder and everything like that. But if we spend too much time in the world of wonder and in the world of spirit, we're neglecting our responsibility to the universe. And each of us has a responsibility to the universe right now to be in a body and to be sharing light, with those around us.
Okay, this makes sense, and I would like to know if you feel any spiritual alignment going on in December. Do you feel that's really going to happen?
Oh yes, it's going to continue. It's going to continue to happen. It's just they needed because, like you said, there are negative. There's negative energy, and there are forces of evil, and they've been working overtime, and they're going to be working overtime right up to the end. The shifts are scientifically evident. You know, the geologists see it, the astronomers see it, scientists see it. That is very, very real. And the animals are reacting to it.
Comment. I have a couple comments on this. If I can interject here real quick. I know just something that Linda had shared with me. It's like help me correct on the years part. But approximately, what they figured is our planet shifts polarity approximately every 26,000 years. And we had a friend nail it down, and she said, you know, 25,000, like 940 or 960 years. And so this big thing coming up with the Mayan date, you know, blah, 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 of December 21st, 2012, you know, they've talked to some of the Mayan elders, and they go, you know, people are like, well, what's going to happen December 22nd? And they said, well, that's, you know, December 21st is the end of, you know, one of these cycles. It's you know, like the last day, like we have the last day of the year, you know, December 31st, and it's, you know, whatever, that's the last of the old year. And guess what? January 1st, it starts the new year. So they said this, wherever they calculated to, because they were very good astronomers, figured out that that date was the end of that time frame, that time period of that great cycle, where this, you know, it's not just our planet, but our whole solar system, our sun, you know, and all the planets that go with that rotate around what they call the central sun, or, you know, whatever it is out there in the universe. And it comes about every 25,900 and, I don't know, either 40 or 60 years. So it said, you know, December 22nd is going to be the new day and the new year, and it's going to start another 25,000, you know, whatever, 900 and some odd year cycle. So it's just, you know, we don't flip out usually at, you know, oh my goodness, you know, it's the end of the year. It's December 31st. Oh my goodness, what's going to happen? Well, next day is January 1st, and we're going to go from, you know, 2012 to 2013. You know, that's so it's kind of that thing. So there's certainly going to be shifts happening, because they're tracking, you know, the magneticness of the Earth and all that stuff, and they're looking at the, you know, polarities, and they're thinking there's going to be, you know, some kind of rotational event occur. You know, and it's kind of what our planet apparently has been doing for, you know, millions and billions of years. About every 25,000 some odd years, it does go through one of these polarity shifts. So it's like we just kind of, at this point in time, they said this is the time frame we're in. This has been the most populated our planet has been with people, because we have, you know, like, what, 6-7 billion people on the planet. It's never been that populous before. So it's obviously when it shifts, you know, when the crust moves and when volcanoes go off and when we have tidal waves and stuff like that, it's obviously going to affect a lot more people this go around. But, you know, there is a certain thing to be said for preparedness and just kind of be aware that, you know, it's kind of a shifting moment, and it's like, and it's okay, because it'll settle down. And it's like, it'll be, you know, we're going to probably flip-flop our polarity, and the Earth is going to keep rotating on, you know, so, yeah.
But we're already seeing so many, you know, we're already seeing so many of the shifts, and I think for many of us who have focused our attention on it and educated ourselves about it, we're already living more of the type of life that that and have more of the mindset that's going to be needed in light of these, you know, in light of these dramatic shifts in the energy. We can already sort of see it on, you know, on a global basis, because you're probably not as old as me, but when I was a young girl, we had, you know, the Cold War was going on, and we lived in fear. We lived in fear that something was going to come and destroy us. And for those of us who have been educated ourselves and learned and made changes in our lives, I think what you're going to find is that you're not going to feel as much as a fish out of water. You're not going to feel like you're on this journey that, you know, the people you work with and shop with and, you know, live near are just marching to a totally different drummer. I think you're going to just start feeling more, I think we're going to start feeling more and more comfortable, you know, where these storms and all of these things are, you know, evidence of the shift, evidence of the unsustainability of certain choices that we made. And they're now being, those thoughts and ideas are being given more credence. So there's going to continue to be, you know, there's going to continue to be these struggles. There's going to be continue to be these changes in the weather patterns and things like that. But we're also going to continue to see that the universe uses everything for good, and that there's going to become shifts in the focus of people's thinking more and more. It's not going to just be select groups of people that you find on Blog Talk Radio and you know, little wacky websites and chat rooms. It's really going to become not something so much we think about, but the way that we truly live as, you know, as a human race. So that's what I'm seeing, is that there's just these things happen and they seem very frightening and scary, but we realize that, oh yeah, they're just as frightening as scary as we allow them to be, but we have the power to affect change, and we have the power to live in tune with these shifts, because we can shift as well. We can shift, you know, as the universe shifts its polarity and energetic fields and all of those kind of things, we can shift our thoughts to be in tune with those things. So I don't think it's going to, you know, I don't think that it's going to be, I mean, if you really just look at everything that's happened, you know, in the past 10 years, 5 years, certainly in this past year, I mean, our life is just so dramatically different than it used to be, and our focus is so dramatically different. So it's just going to continue. I think that what's going to happen is people like you are just going to feel more comfortable in your own skin, and you're not going to feel like you're living two worlds, you know, that you're still trapped in a body, that you're trapped in a body, and that you're limited by your body. It's just going to be the things that you already know and the things that you're working with are just going to be much more mainstream.
Yeah, there is this one psychic that told me that we were going to get access to our whole brain, and that would even create a more massive shift. And I'm really fascinated about if we can get access to our left brains, that means this whole, the matrix that we live in will be the three-dimensional plane. I look at it as a free will zone, and if we can get access to our left brains, I feel that we will be gifted more psychic intuitions, we can fly, we can astral project.
Exactly, and that's what you, and that is, if not you feel that, you know that, and that's part of what your trip when you were exposed, you know, when you were given a glimpse of this knowledge base, that we will have access to every thought there has ever been, and we will have knowledge of ancient truths and things that we either forgot, that we just, like in the evolution of our bodies, our DNA just became less and less attuned to that. So it's really going to be more of a restoration. It'll be where a great part of us that we were reunited with, a great part of us that we've lost in recent evolution of the human, whatever, the human species.
Instinct brain, whatever. We only use, like, what is it? 3 to 4% of our brain. So it's like, yeah, it'd be nice to have the other, 96-97% to deal with.
I think that it's going to be, I think it's just going to be a wonderful experience. I think a lot of people who have suffered, I think a lot of people who have felt the need to, because they had just had such a disconnect. I feel that one of the things I really feel is that a great deal of the problems we have with addiction and drugs and illness is going to just it's just going to evaporate, because we're going to have be reconnected with the ancient knowledge that we just created all of those things as as a distraction.
Oh, my God,
and as you know, to be disconnected so that we could live with, it's really a grieving process. We needed to grieve the loss of things we once knew as a species. So I think it's going to be really exciting, and that's why I feel that you and all the knowledge that you have gained and all the things that you have been given glimpses of, those are indeed true, and they're true no matter what. And that really rings to what I was just, you know, what I was saying earlier, is that, you know, when we're not going to have to go out and learn all these things and master all these things. We're just going to know it. And just like people who no longer have their bodies, they have access to all this stuff all the time, just dip here, there, and gather whatever knowledge or whatever insight they need.
We do have a couple more callers here.
Oh, okay. Thank you for keeping us on track.
All right.
So anyway, thank you for calling in.
Does that kind of answer some of your questions tonight, Devin, or give you some more stuff to think about? Does that kind of help?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You bet. We encourage you to call back in. We're here like 6 or 7 days a week, depending on the week. So call back in, and we'd love to hear from you again.
Oh, nice. All right. Bye.
All righty. We'll talk to you again. Okay. And our next person here is, and we got two more that popped in. Okay. We've in order here, we've got 646, area code 212, and 440. So we'll get to you guys here. First one is area code 646. Thank you for your patience, and thank you for waiting so long. Amy Cavanaugh is on with us tonight. So what were you wanting to question, comment, or discuss?
Hi, yes, I am a first-time caller, and I have to say the show has been beautiful, and I'm very delighted to be here. The readings that you have provided and the healing that you have provided for these callers is, like, so amazing, and like you said, I patiently waited my turn. So, what do you have for me?
All right.
Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. Yeah. And we hope that you will become part of our extended family. Did you have a specific question or concern tonight? Or is there something you want to share?
Yes, focusing more on my love life as well as career, my career section. What do you see happening? An increase or new relationships? Or
yes, I feel that there is that you are in a bit of a holding pattern right now, and I feel that I hate to say everything's going to be till the first of the year, but we only have like 6 weeks left in this year. I feel like the rest of this year is going to be somewhat full of sort of going to be a lot of false starts and emergencies, and you know, if you let them be disappointments, just because things are going to be especially chaotic, and I feel that. But I feel that if you just hold strong to, I think that you have in your mind a very strong idea of what you're looking for in a partner, and I feel that that person. That you know that person right now. It's not someone that you have to go out and meet, but it's just that it's not necessarily your life, but it's his life that's in a bit of a disarray right now, not because he's not living it properly, just because some things happened. He either his family needs his attention, or there's something pulling him in a direction other than towards you. So I believe strongly that you know this person already. So if you can, you know, either through some prayer, meditation, or quiet time, you know, figure out who this person is and understand that they're not with you right now because they don't want to be. There's just circumstances that are preventing them from being. And that if you keep this person, you know, in your prayer, that this person's going to, you know, get in a relationship with you, but pray for, you know, respect what it is that is taking up his time and attention right now. Pray for a resolution for the highest good, that the sooner he can resolve this matter, which I'm really not clear what it is, but it seems to have kind of something to do with family, that the sooner more will be revealed to you, and it will become clear, you know, and that the relationship will start taking shape. I don't really feel something strong. That was real strong. That was like in my gut. It was giving me like a stomach ache. So I know that that's now as far as the career goes, it's hard.
But can I say something before you go into that? I'm sorry to cut you off, but
oh no, please.
I'm actually dating two guys. Excuse me. I'm actually dating two guys, and I don't know which one is the one. I don't know which one.
Is one of them is handling something with his family? Because that's the one I'm getting the strong feelings about. Is there one of them that's like closer to their family or caring for? Because that's the that was a strong message. Or is there someone who is there someone perhaps that you were closer to at one point in time, but something's kind of gotten in the way? Because that's the one that I feel is the one that I was talking about.
Is he closer to my age, or how old, like around what age group is he in?
No, it's someone you know, and it's someone that's very close in age. It's someone you're very familiar with. You like the same things. You have the same interests. You have the same, yeah, it's someone who's close to age in you. This is someone that you're like I feel like they're just right there. It's very equal. It's not like someone that's going to come, and it's not someone that's coming to save you or take care of you, like almost a parental type of relationship. And it's not someone that you're going to have to parent. It's a very equal, it's a relationship where you will both be on very equal footing, if that gives you a better description of the person. It's definitely the same age. It's someone that you're very, it's a person that you're the more familiar with. It's very, very familiar. It's all like just right there. There's just something in the way.
Okay, so does this person live in another state or in the same, which, okay, I don't, okay.
It might be someone that, and again, I just, I'm not, there's something that's in the way, so maybe it's the fact that they're in a different state. There's some barrier right now between you and this person, but it's not, the barrier is not a relationship problem, the barrier is not another woman, the barrier is not, it is, it, there's some
barrier that is that just has to be resolved. And that's where I was getting a strong feeling about the family. So maybe that is a different, that is a different state. Maybe I'm not, you know, I do these phone readings. I don't have enough time to go deep enough in, but there is definitely a barrier. There's definitely a barrier. So if you, you know, I would urge you, if, you know, you do want to explore this deeper, that contact Jethro. Is a very, very talented reader, and if you want to get a short reading with him, he might be able to explore those energies energies deeper. But I'm getting someone that's very familiar to you. Everything, you know a lot about this person, and part of that mean is, to me, is saying that it's someone that is the same age, and that there is some sort of barrier, and that barrier is going to the barrier is going to no longer be a barrier in the early part of by February of next year.
Oh, okay. Okay. And in terms of career?
Well, in terms of career, again, it has to, your career, feel like you're going to put your energies, feel like for your career to get the boost that it needs, you're not going to, that it's kind of like a catch 22, because I feel like whatever it is with this uncertainty as far as this relationship goes is preventing you from thinking with a clear head as far as the career goes. So I feel really strongly that that perhaps right now the career does need to sort of go on the back burner while you resolve where you stand as far as the relationship. And once your relationship is on solid footing and you are comfortable there, that the career thing is just going to fall right into place. It's just going to fall right into place. But I feel that that your uncertainty about the relationship is not allowing you to evaluate your career choices with a clear head. So honestly, well, you know, money's a good thing to have. I feel real strongly that you're going to need to come to some resolution and some comfort as far as your relationship, as far as the relationship goes. And if you don't, any career choice that you make, you're probably going to, it's not going to work out like you want it to, because the relationship is impacting it. So get the relationship thing squared away, and then the career thing will just be a secondary. Okay. The career thing is not going to be as complicated as the relationship thing.
Okay. Well, will I be spending more time with this guy throughout the holidays, or no, because of the barrier?
This barrier is, you know, if I just see this barrier. Now, anything is possible. If you want to, if it's resonating what I'm saying to you,
mm-hmm.
and you can determine if you know what this barrier is, then you can address it. And then if you want to spend more time with this person over the holidays, you will be able to. But I'm just not getting a real clear, it's just not real clear to me what this it's not clear to me what this barrier is. It is not him not wanting to see you. So,
something external.
It's something external. So perhaps, and then perhaps if what it is that's preventing you from seeing him over the holidays has something to do with financial, then it's going to be important to address this barrier. Maybe it's even you just have to, you know, say what this barrier is, and then it will open up the career part so that you'll have the resources to spend time with them. But this barrier is definitely there, and it is not of his making. So I would just explore that. Explore the barrier, you know, call in. We have readers every night. Call in, ask the same question. You know, one time somebody was on the phone, they're like, oh, I'm embarrassed because someone heard me call in before. We're all the readers are different. All the energy's different. It's a little bit harder to read the people when we're doing these mini readings over the phone because sometimes, like the past couple, they haven't been so many. So call back and talk to the other readers. Each of them is going to give you a little piece of the puzzle.
I will say Pamela's on at 2 o'clock Eastern Time tomorrow. She hasn't had 8 o'clock yet. Thank you very much.
I really appreciate your energy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, and thank you for calling in. And do call back. It's like we don't have any limits on how many times people can call in. It's like go to www.sexysunwell.com and enter our gift basket giveaways.
Yeah.
Whoops, did I catch that? All righty. And we've got a few more callers, so I will say that again. It's like, make sure you guys are listening because we've got some different ears here. It's like, make sure you guys are going to www.psychicsgonewild.com. Go to our contact page and make sure you enter for the gift basket giveaway, and the winners for each week are announced every Friday. All you really have to do is just go in there. You know, you leave your name, email, phone number, you know, whatever, and just in the comment section just say, you know, hey, Psychic Professor, I would like to be entered into the gift basket giveaway for this week. And there's a lot of different cool stuff. I mean, he was telling me there were, like, books, you know, different books by different authors. There was, like, you know, some music CDs because Linda Irwin had done some of those musical CDs, which we promote those for her because she's selling those. And he had said something about some people are donating, you know, like energetic jewelry and stuff, and I just learned about the dowsing rods tonight. So it's kind of like those gift basket giveaways each week, or it's kind of like life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. So it's like the weekly gift basket is kind of like that. We never know exactly what's going to be in it, but it's like you will get something cool. So anyway, and then tune in at 8 o'clock on Eastern Time on Fridays because Jethro announces the winner on that show, and you'll find out how to get that, you know, if you're our weekly winner, you'll find out how to pick that up. So anyway, make sure you guys are doing that. All right. We had another caller come in. So let's see. Amy, we have 37 minutes. We got three people. So
okay,
I'm
so
going
to
give you about,
have to,
I'm give you about a 10-minute mark here. Yeah, I'm going to use that 10-minute mark on these so we can figure out. Okay. All right. And our next caller here is from area code 212. 212, you are on with us.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I just heard the caller before, the last one, about the December 21st thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of worried me. You know, I was dealing with a guy who was saying he couldn't wait for that day, but that's because, you know, he had nothing to live for, and he lost a lot of things, so.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people who are going to be unfortunate. You know, there's a lot of people that were hoping that there would be a full-blown rapture, meaning we leave our bodies and the world is going to end. And that is not what's going to happen. But I think that the people who have lost, who have suffered losses, whether they're losses of loved ones or losses of money or losses of a lifestyle that's no longer there, are going to come to a place where they are at peace with it.
Okay.
So I think that this person who is, you know, talking into, and I've talked to so many people and so many spiritual people. I mean, I went to a conference in July. No, it was in June. And these spiritual people were all walking around telling me that they had, like, poison pills in their purses that, you know, in case things got, they were just going to create their own rapture, I guess, would be for lack of a better term. And people really do think that everything's going to be better when we leave our bodies. But what's mm-hmm. going to happen is those things were just it's going to be a shift
yourself
of focus.
Out, no, no.
Right.
Okay.
There's going to be a shift of focus. There's going to be a shift of focus and a shift of priorities where the people who have suffered losses will realize that they lack for nothing. We will not be in this as much of a, you know, a lot. There's just this collective woundology going on right now where everyone feels like they've just been, you know, and this is what everyone feels like they've just lost. And and after the 21st, people are going to be able to look at things more from a glass half full perspective instead of defining their life in terms of their losses. So just be patient with this. Just be patient with this person. They're in a grieving.
Oh no,
I don't
deal with this person anymore. He
right.
He actually moved away, and I met a new person, and I wanted to talk about my love life with this new person.
Okay. Mhm.
I don't know if this person is playing with my emotions, but it seems like it's a fairy tale. You know, I'm not a really materialistic person, but this guy has a car, and some of my friends, they want guys with cars. I don't really care for cars, you know. And he's really nice, you know, he always picks me up, and he does things. And I just want to know if I should just stay away from him, or, well, I don't know.
I get a sort of strong feeling that he is not a total fraud, and he's not, but that he's trying to be someone that he is not, and that he will not be able, whatever he's doing right now, that he will not sustain. He will not be able to sustain that. Whether it's the amount of money he's spending on you, or, you know, the showering you with the material things. I feel like he's doing that because of some sort of lacking. Now, that's not to say that this relationship is doomed and that you need to find someone else. I just think that you need to be the person that suggests that do things that are less focused on, you know, the material world. Maybe, you
okay.
know, walk.
No, he hasn't brought in me anything. I mean, he's. I don't have a cell phone, so he said he was going to get me a cell phone. You know, but he's just
yeah,
been like.
Yeah, I think
like,
that those things, that's what I'm picking up on. Those things are going to have conditions. Those, I feel like those things are going to have conditions on them. I feel like he's using them to perhaps control you. So while I don't get a really bad feeling about the relationship, I don't feel like you need to tell him to take a hike, but I can
mm-hmm.
feel that the things that he's trying, you know, that there's conditions on his generosity. So the sooner you can move that away out of the equation, the better chance this relationship has to being on an even footing. I feel like the
okay.
cell phone is a really bad idea. I feel like the cell phone is a really bad idea.
Does he really like me, or, you know?
No, he does really like you, but he doesn't feel, it's not that he doesn't trust you. He doesn't feel comfortable. So, I feel that he has a real strong need to control and manipulate you, and to change
that's coming
up
from
the
insecurity.
Yeah, that, I feel him coming from. Yes, thank you. Exactly. So that doesn't mean that the relationship is. I feel like he's a good person. I just feel like he's got enormous insecurities, and the more he tries to, you know, the more he tries to control you, you know, the things are going to, the things have conditions. The sooner you can just set the stage that it's not about those things, you don't need those things. You either get them on your own or you will, you know, do without. The more comfortable, perhaps those things can come later. But all this trying to, yeah, that.
Okay.
So,
because I've never been so happy in my life. You know, well, I mean, I've been happy, but he's really like, you know, the guys on the horses and stuff, like.
Right. Well, that's
night.
The problem.
Night
he is a nice guy, but the guys on the horses, a lot of times they bring horses because they feel insecure that them themselves is not bringing enough. So I think that you can still have happiness with this person, but I just feel that you have to be strong in this relationship and make sure that the insecurity thing seems to be a bit of an issue. So just keep an eye out on that and reassure him.
Well, I have one question. He gives me a lot of compliments telling me like how beautiful I am. So then when I tell him how, you know, handsome he is like stopping. I don't believe you. Is
that's part of his insecure. That's insecure.
Yeah.
He
so find
like,
other
like,
ways.
Is there anything I can do
to boost his
self esteem or something up or like? What
yeah,
should I do?
And it's just an action. You know, it's an actions. In actions rather than words. I mean, he's going to need to, he does not, very insecure, he's going to need to see, it's not going to matter what you say, it's going to matter what you do.
Okay.
I've got a really good example that if he's a guy, if he likes any kind of ball games, he's going to understand this. When you're playing a ball game, you have, you know, the person who throws the ball is the sender, and the person who catches the ball is the receiver.
Mm-hmm.
The thing of it is, you know, and yes, a lot of us were taught, you know, it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. But visualize this one. If the whole planet were like that and everybody wanted to give and nobody wanted to receive, nobody would get anything. So what you might do is say, you know, I'm wondering, you know, it's like, I'm so glad that you're, you know, you're giving me compliments and I'm receiving them. I thank you very much. And it's like, at the same time, you need to allow me to give you a compliment so I can be, you know, the thrower and you can be the catcher. And it's like, if he's like a typical guy with sports, it's like, he'll get the sender and receiver thing. And it's like, and maybe just bring that out and say, you know, I love receiving compliments. That's wonderful, but I like to give them too. And I'd like to give you some. Does
okay.
that make sense?
Yeah, a lot. I just don't understand why he's so insecure. He, you know, he has a job and he has no kids and, you know, he's a good looking guy.
Insecurities come from old things that come from childhood and sometimes
parents,
they come
okay.
from past. Sometimes
right.
they
yeah.
come from past lives.
Okay.
So
right.
they don't make sense.
They're just there.
Okay.
But, you know, sometimes it's what, you know, you're exactly right. It's what the parents, you know, have grown. And a lot of times people, you know, they have to, you know, with the job and the success and all this, because sometimes their feelings were beat down when they were kids. And it's like, and they feel like they have to go out and achieve to prove that they're okay. And it's
okay.
like, and you need to find that way to let him know that he's okay without all achievement. I mean, he's all that in addition to. So it's like he doesn't have to prove things to you that you
okay.
like him just for the person that he is.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for
Thank
calling.
You.
Call back.
Okay.
Yeah,
bye.
Let us know how it goes, by all means.
Okay. All right.
Alrighty.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay, we got two more to go, Harini. It's like... Again, for those of you listening in queue, make sure you enter into the weekly gift basket drawing giveaway. It's free. Just go on to www.psychicsgonewild.com. And Amy did mention, I'm not sure how that chip-in feature works. I know it's kind of to help with the shipping because, you know, we got to looking at that and going, how are we going to do this? So if you win something, yes, I know, it's supposed to be free, but it's like if you can chip in a dollar or two toward shipping, it would really help. So I'm gonna ask you about that in a minute or two here, Amy, but we got two more callers. I want to make sure we get to them. Next one is from 440 area code.
Hi, this is Tony from Cleveland. How are you?
Hey,
great,
and you just
great.
Walked
How
out and we
today?
Just walked you in chat.
Sorry, I just switched over from speaker to just regular phone. Does it sound better or?
You sound good. You got good phone reception. Yep, yep.
Okay, good. My question's about work, career. Do you want me to be specific about what I want to find out, or do you guys?
Yeah, a little bit specific will be good since we're running out of time. So.
Okay. I've been out of work for a while and applied to a bunch of stuff. Got a job last week, started it. Not the greatest thing. I'm thankful for it, but I think I'm just hoping that there's something better coming down the line. Just wondering if you guys saw anything or what you see.
Yeah, there definitely is something better coming down the line. And this was just fill in the gap
and make it the rent payment and the food on the table moment. Yeah.
But it's important that you treat this job as it's important that you give this job the utmost of respect, and you treat it as if it was your dream job, because if you don't, you are going to put yourself in a mindset and you're going to lower your energy level. Don't lower your energy level to this job. Treat this job with enormous gratitude, not just just have enormous gratitude, because it is a step to getting you to this job that is much, much better and much, much more exciting. It's going to be a much better use of your talents and treasures, and one that you will be compensated for at a higher rate. But I feel that this current job can either be a blessing or a curse. So it's important that you treat this job with the utmost of respect. Treat it like you're being paid $100, $200 an hour. And otherwise, your energy level is going to, you're not going to get this other job without this job. This job is an essential part of the other job. So that's the big message I'm getting is that this is a very short
interim
duration, but that it was necessary to, by the time the other job isn't quite available yet, and whether or not you get this other job is
depends on your mindset.
Highly contingent on your mindset and your performance at this job. So treat every day at this job as if it's a job interview for this job that's around the corner.
Gotcha. Here's the funny thing.
Going with the whistle. Going the, you know, it's like the Seven Dwarfs whistle while you work. And it's like, and, you know, have that attitude of gratitude thing from The Secret. You know, it's like, you know, take your rocks or something in the pocket and go, you know, thank you very much. I've got this job. Thank you. I've got this job. And it's like, you know, doing my absolute best with it.
Uh-huh. There's a little funny kind of juxtaposition with people here. Here's a company that's rather large. It's called SwageLock. And I've made parts for that company. I run a specific type of machine. It's pretty intricate, detailed, a machinist. And I've made parts for this large company, SwageLock, but they don't have this type of machinery, which is kind of odd to me. Now, the company that I'm working for now that I just started for, they just hired an executive from SwageLock to come over here and run their show. And it's just, somehow I just feel like somehow he's going to be connected to the next job at Swagelock. Is that, am I off pace with that or?
Yeah, there's something real important about this job.
Yeah.
This wasn't just like an attitude thing. Like, you know, this wasn't like a little pep talk. There's something really strong about this job that has to do about the next job. So, yeah, I mean, I think you're filling in the, you're filling in the connection.
Okay.
Always
okay.
Go with your intuition. It's like, listen to that. And it's like, you know, ask, you know, whether you use prayer or whatever, but it's like, always ask that daily guidance. And it's, well, go with your gut. Go with your gut and learn to trust that, because that's one of our more important things that we've kind of gotten out of touch with as we, you know, suburbanize. But it's like, go back to those and go back to that, you know, feeling and, you know, follow your feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Did you guys see me staying here? Time frame, do you guys see how long before the next job or how long I'm going to be here?
It's not as long as you think. It's shorter than, it's going to get cut short because it's going to get cut short. Don't know exactly, but it's not as long as you think. It's going to happen much sooner, much, much sooner. It's just, you know, it could even, yeah, much sooner. That's all I can say right now is much sooner.
Okay. Cool. Well, thank you. That was pretty much all I wanted to know. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks for
thank
calling.
You for calling in. I'm calling
thanks.
In.
Bye bye.
Keep us abreast of stuff.
Cool. I will do. Thank you.
Alrighty.
Bye bye.
You bet. Okay, and we've got a Skype caller here. You're all ones. All ones, you are on with us.
Hi, how are you?
Really good.
Very
how you
good.
Doing?
Are you there?
Did you have a question?
Just a basic reading, if I can.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Did you just say you wanted a reading?
Like a basic reading or any new job openings or anything like that anytime soon? Something like that?
I feel that there is something, it's not like the, I feel like there's something in the way. I feel like there's job opportunities out there, and there is something that is not necessarily, I don't mean distracting you. There's something that is, there's something that is you're either looking at, I think that you're looking at the wrong job. I feel like you're looking at the wrong, I think that you're looking at the wrong jobs. You need to redefine, you're not looking at the right jobs or you're not looking at the right place. You're not looking at the right place for the jobs. I think that the job search today has has been a little bit of a disappointment, and that you really need to reinvent the whole thing. Rewrite your resume, rewrite the cover letter, look at it, don't lie, but brighten it up. It's not, you're not presenting yourself in your true light. You're short selling yourself in the process somehow. So I urge you to take a look at your resume and your cover letter and maybe use a different format. Maybe it's as simple as a different font or less words, something along those lines. If you're not using a resume to get a job, then it means that you're not looking in the right place. Look in a different search engine. If you're using the newspaper, use the internet or perhaps use a temporary agency. But the first thing I got was that your resume and your cover letter are selling you short and that you need to make them more, something about making them more attractive. I don't know if that just has to do with the font or reorganizing the manner in which you're presenting the information. And then it's going to it's good, and then it's going. That's going to remove the blockage, and things will start happening.
Okay.
Kelly, do you have anything?
Not at the moment. I'm just kind of listening and going, hmm.
Right. Ix promised Kelly
but
she wasn't going to.
I was going to say, I would do what she said earlier. It's like, you know, we're on here, you know, 6 or 7 days a week, and we have different people on different days. So, you know, don't be afraid to call back in and get what we call, you know, the second opinion. Because a lot of times, as, you know, intuitives or whatever, everybody's got a different gift, which is why we're, you know, kind of all here in the sandbox together. It's like we, you know, we complement instead of compete. And, you know, it doesn't hurt our feelings a bit if you call in a different day to the show and get, you know, another piece of the jigsaw puzzle or, you know, another perspective, because that's what it all is. And it's like most of our shows are now at 8 o'clock Eastern time. Let's see, I know, like, tonight is. Well, now tomorrow is going to be 2 o'clock. Emily Covens does hers at in the afternoons. But we are opening up another section. It's the Psychic Learning Connection tomorrow night. And she's got some guests and stuff, but I think that's going to be more a talk show, you know, kind of a talk format. But then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we're on here at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And make sure you enter into the gift basket giveaway, because Jethro announces this on Friday next. But, you know, feel free to call back in. We don't have any limit on you know, how often people can call in. And, you know, just kind of check in, see what's going on, and keep messages and all that good stuff. So, you know, just because we're not, we might not be very on one night. And it's like, I don't know, and I don't know what this is. I'm thinking we're in the moon, but of course, tomorrow is the new moon, and of course, I know we're in Mercury retrograde. So, yeah, you know, call in tomorrow also. You know, call in tomorrow later on the week and see what other people can get for you, because that's totally valid. Okay?
Okay.
All righty, and the number is always the same. It's 773-897-6461. So hope to hear from you again.
All right, thank you.
All righty, thank you. All right, and our last person here for the night, and we've got 13 minutes left, so this will be our last caller. Area code 705.
Oh, my goodness, I made it.
You made it. Yes, you did.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for taking my call. I won't take up too much of your time. You said I'm the last caller. Is there another caller after me? Oh, okay.
You're the last person tonight, and it's like, chances are, it's like we kind of tend to peg off.
Okay, I'll hurry up.
Oh, you're fine.
I'll hurry up. What I wanted to know is, this is the weirdest question you probably would ever hear.
The weirder questions are easier to answer sometimes. They're much,
you
the
know what? My life is weird. My life is weird. I have a weird family. I have a weird family on my dad's side. They're very, very cruel to me. And I can't understand why. They've implied that I'm gay. They've implied that I'm overweight. They've implied about my mental illness. They'd even say people are crucifying you behind your back. It's like I felt they were committing spiritual murder against me. And I don't understand why they're so mean to me. I don't understand it. Do you see me moving away from the situation?
Let's hope so. Every family wants a scapegoat, and it sounds like you got nominated, and it's like, and you absolutely do not have to stay in that position. It's like, you know, it sounds like you've taken this for a while, for a number of years. And families tend to get, I know, because you're talking about the scapegoat of my family, used to be. How I address them. And then maybe I still was a scapegoat, but they didn't say anything to my face.
But, dear, can I just ask you why? They were mean to my mom. My mom is a movie star. She's absolutely gorgeous. And they were mean to her when she was married to my father. And they were mean to me, too. And
yeah,
I just want to know why.
It was
jealousy.
You know, we all come to Earth on a special assignment, and we also come with a special gift. And they're mean to you because they don't understand your mother's special gift. And it's not really jealousy because they don't even know what it is, so they don't even know. They just hate it. And then we also come, you know, it's an assignment. And as painful as it may seem, the assignment is that your mother wasn't able to do it, and she's moved on, and now you're in the crossbar. So a lot of this is them just, you know, because your mother, you know, moved on, and now you're there, and they can just pick it up again. But you need to make them invisible. You not need to, because if you stoop to their levels, then you are going to be sacrificing your special gift. You need to make them invisible. You need to get yourself to a point where it doesn't matter if you're in the room with them or not in the room with them at Thanksgiving dinner or not at Thanksgiving dinner with them.
That they're just invisible.
That by avoiding them, you're almost doing as much harm as them, as they're getting as much pleasure from you avoiding them as, if not more pleasure, than if you just face them face to face and made them invisible. But it's definitely a struggle. They just don't get how you and your mom both come from a place of just much more inner and outer beauty, and the outer beauty isn't as much of a threat to them as the inner beauty is, and they just want to attack you and make you ugly like they are. So just be strong.
Oh my God.
It is your gift, and don't let them take it from you.
Dear, I've been avoiding them for 2 years, and I feel like I'm on the right path. It's just that I live in a small town, and they've told people I am a disgrace to the family, that I went there and I stole food from them, all kinds of lies.
Yeah, and that's what they're getting away with. That's why I was getting the thing where you need to make them invisible instead of avoid them, because while you're avoiding them, that is working in their benefit, that they can continue to tell these stories and they can have some credibility. So that's why the strong message that just make them invisible instead of avoid them, because avoiding them takes mental energy. And invisible, you just make them invisible and it's over.
Now, should I be praying to Archangel Michael for protection over and over and over again? I do.
And he will protect you. He will protect you, and you are protected. But at the same time, you need to go out and advocate for yourself. And it's sounding to me like some of this does require you to to step out of the to step out of obscurity.
Okay, dear. I don't want to take up more of your time in case there's another caller. Everything that you said, it just makes so much sense. It makes so much sense.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that end up in that. You know, every family finds someone or some subset of their family to take the brunt. But this was all predetermined. There was nothing you did wrong. It wasn't a mistake. And the lessons, and you are here to teach them lessons. You're there to teach them lessons of these things that they don't understand. And yeah. So. So good luck, and don't and make them invisible. Make them invisible. Invisible means you don't even see them. You don't react to that. You might be having conversations with them or something. You might be interacting, but it is not getting to your core self, and they will not be attacking your special gift.
Wow.
I want to leave you with the example of the bucket of crabs. It's like, I've always enjoyed this one. You never have to put a lid on a bucket of crabs, because if one crab gets his claw up over the edge and is pulling himself up, the other crabs that are still in there will reach up and pull him back down into them. So this is kind of what they've been doing with you guys, because you guys actually, you know, kind of like are making it over the edge. And it's like they didn't want to see you escape from the same level of misery that they are experiencing. So if you can think of it that way, too, it's like they're just trying to keep you in the bucket of crabs with them.
I have to admit, I've had a few readings about this, and you're all saying the same thing, but it's a spiritual lesson or whatever. I don't know. And I'm trying to learn what the spiritual lesson is. For me, it's been very painful.
Well, the spiritual lesson is just going to reveal itself as soon as you take your focus off of them. But when your focus is on them, the lesson is just, you know, make them invisible. And call us back, because we are running out of time, and I promised Kelly we wouldn't do this for a long time. We didn't have
actually,
a lot of calls.
Actually, we got four minutes here, and there was something that popped in. It's like I need to share with her. Is the two great commandments that Christ gave us was the first was, you know, first command that sums up everything was, love God with your whole heart, soul, strength, and spirit. The second one was, love your neighbor as you love yourself. On these two laws, you know, on these two commands, hang all the laws of the prophets. So what it tells me is, too, is that the people who are treating you unlovingly, they are not loving themselves. It's like, but you need to, you know, shine your light. And it's like, have self-love for yourself. Not narcissistic. There's a big difference. But you have, you know, I'm hoping you've got the self-esteem, the self-worth, the self-value to go, you know what? You guys might treat me like this, but I don't have to treat you like this. You know why? Because I love myself. And it's like, I'm going to, you know, love my neighbor as I love myself, love my family as I love myself. And it's like, obviously, when you see, you know, you act as a mirror, but when you see how people treat you, what they're actually showing you is the relationship they have with themselves. If they are treating, you know, other people meanly, it means that they are feeling pretty, you know, not good about themselves. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, all of you. Thank you so much.
Alrighty. Well, thanks for calling in, and do call back. It's like we have no limit on how many times you can call back in. And one thing you might not have heard our earlier announcement is make sure you enter for our free. We have free basket giveaways every week. Just go to www.psychicgonewild.com. It's the same name of the show as we have here, and go to the contact page. Leave your name, you know, number, email, whatever, and then just put in the comment box to say, you know, hi, Psychic Jethro, I just want to be entered in the drawing for this week's basket giveaway, and we have a winner every week. He announces it on the 8 o'clock show. It's 8 p.m. on Eastern Time on Fridays. So, you know, tune back in, go enter there, and it's like enter often, enter every week, and it's like you might be one of the winners. So go for it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, before I may not be able to call in because I'm going to cut down on my long distance, but I have one very quick question. Does my friend Paulette regret cheating on my boyfriend?
She doesn't, but your boyfriend does.
Okay.
I've been getting strong messages about that. I've been getting really strong messages about that. Your boyfriend
does. Oh, my
does.
Gosh, thank you. Thank you. That's what he said, yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, try and call
I'm
back.
I'm glad you asked, because you've been on my mind.
Aw, you guys are amazing.
All right, have a good one. And, golly. Okay, Amy, I'm going to throw this to you. We have, like, 60 seconds left. We have a person that just called in about 30 seconds ago. do you want to try to field the last call?
Yes, because they were there, but I have to admit that we've been going for 2 hours, so there's not so much left. Whoever gets this last call, please call back and get a someone that's fresh. But we'll take
there
the
call.
There
you go. Yeah. Okay, well, with that being said, okay, area code 717, you are our last caller, and you're going to have us for about 30 seconds here, 29 seconds. Go for it.
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
I just wanted to have a general reading.
Wow.
Okay.
We got 14 seconds left.
Is there any way you can call back in
later in the week? Please do, because it's like we're at 773-897-6461. We are on every day. Please do call back in, because literally the blog talk gave us 10 seconds. So it's like that's where we're at.
Yeah, I feel really bad. If there was like a quick question that I could just do a one-word answer to, I thought I still had it in me. But it's just I just don't want to. When the energy starts fading like this and – I just don't want to give you a reading that is not accurate.
Okay.
But please call back in, though, because Pamela's on tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern time, and then the rest of the shows Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are on at 8 p.m. Eastern time.
One quick question?
Yep.
Absolutely. Okay. I just want to know if my ex and I are going to get back together.
What's the person's name?
Ben.
I didn't get a good. I didn't get a good feeling about it. I did not get a good feeling about it. But again, that's why I really would prefer that you call and get another reading, because matters of the heart and matters of loved ones are just so important. And I can't tell right now if the gut feeling I got is coming from, you know, is clear or not. So, again, I hate to cut you short, and I did get this feeling no, but I've been doing this for 2 hours, and I just want to caveat it that I'm not 100% sure that, because I'm getting weary. So, I did get a feeling no. I just would urge you to call
get a
in
second opinion.
Get a reader that's fresher, because I've been doing this for 2 hours right now, and I don't really trust myself right this second.
Okay.
Like I say, tomorrow we are on, and Tamala Cummins is our love specialist. That's like she does a variety of things. She's our musical psychic. She actually is going to be on. She'll be on in the afternoon at 2 o'clock Eastern time, but she also will be on at the 8 o'clock time. But I think they're doing more of a kind of chat and topic show. But she might take a call or two. So it's like, you know, if you're interested, call back, you know, tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon, same time. But I know Jethro runs, he's hosting like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and I know they're on at 8 o'clock. So do call back in. So it's like, we have no limit on how many times you can call in. So it's like, go for it. hope to have you call in again.
Thanks. And thank you, everybody who called in. And
I really
enjoyed all the conversations, but we usually do an hour show, and we just did two. So there.
I know.
I started out with
the top of my head going to come off, and it's like, you know what, I'm feeling so much better right now, Amy. It's like, I'm glad I came out and did this. I'm glad you came out and did this with us,
because
I feel better.
Yeah, sometimes it's helpful, because we do. It tries to, again, the negative energy is trying to distract us from the work that has to get done. Well, thank you for being the host, and we will talk soon.
All righty. Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Yep, we will see you again.